Moncrief on News Talk.
In the election, obviously the candidates will be trying to stand out from the rest of the pack, not just through innovative policies and wild promises, but slogans, posters, videos and songs. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe has been looking at some of those for us. Afternoon, Sean.
Hiya, Sean.
Before we start, is this a really boring election campaign?
Yes.
Okay,
almost certainly. Yeah. The most exciting bit happened in the last 2 hours when Aintu promised to reduce the price of a pint, which I think would be the most universally popular policy across any
that could be manifesto. That could be an election winner. I shouldn't be editorialising. Sorry about that. Might be, in some people's opinion, they say. Posters. The poster is ubiquitous. For the most part, it's vote number one. You know,
yeah.
Sean Defoe. But every now and again, somebody decides to come up with a slogan.
Yeah, you get ones, like most of them are pretty dull. You see them, they're voting together, whatever, all that sort of stuff. But it is a good chance, if you think about it, to just get some wacky slogan out there and get you a bit of attention for either a good reason or wrong reason. So Nick Delahanty is an independent candidate. He ran in the locals. His campaign in the locals was Make Crime Illegal.
Okay. Obvious technical problem with that one, yes.
But it got you talking and it got everyone thinking about Nick, and he's running again in the general election this time around. So, you know, things like that. Or you remember, some people would be familiar with the old Luke Ming Flanagan posters when he dressed up like Ming the Merciless and had all the get-up. Some of the slogans, a bit more questionable. So there was a guy called Sean Clerken who ran with the slogan, "Jobs for youth, not condoms."
God, when was that?
This was back when they were still trying to get condoms in and legalise all that sort of stuff, you know? And we're going to talk about that a bit later in the campaign with some of the other stuff. But he's on his election literature, jobs for youth, not condoms, support for family, no divorce, love life, no abortion. So quite snappy and got to the
snappy,
point straight away.
Got to the point there, so we know where he stood at least, yes.
There was a candidate a good few years ago now in Newbridge. His name was Willie Crowley and his poster simply said, "Put Willie in."
Yes. Yeah, I wonder how we would have got on with the previous candidates, really.
Do you see?
Wondering nailing condoms to the wall.
Exactly, yes. So there's ones like that. Alan Shatter used to have a few good ones. He had one where he was sort of, he was on a CD cover and it was like, you know, his record speaks for himself, that kind of a thing. So
He had a Star Trek one, I think.
Oh, he did. He's had a few like that down through the years. It was kind of, a few different like that. And there's been just weird ones then. There was this famous one the PDs had on literature where they were in, it was their faces photoshopped onto a pizza delivery kind of company thing. So they were all pulling the pizzas out of the fire and it was "People Who Deliver" was the tagline. So some of them are very questionable, but they can catch the eye.
Yeah. Now, the use of AI in the campaign, is that happening?
It is. Michael Healy-Rae in particular sort of jumped on it very early in this campaign. He wondered how it would go. And he put up first a video that people thought was a bit of a laugh of him and the Taoiseach boxing. So they just superimposed the faces on and the Rocky music was under it. But then put on one that was a bit more questionable just before the campaign started, where he had Taylor Swift endorsing him.
Oh.
And it was done. It was actually quite good, scarily good for how Michael Healy-Rae has got access to AI, where she was saying, you know, "Vote for my friend Michael Healy-Rae." Now, he did put up when he put it, you know, "This is a bit fake" and all this sort of stuff. But put a few questions in. I did wonder if a legal letter would land in from the Swift team. As of yet, it hasn't.
They were, because during the presidential election campaign, there was they released a thing implying at least that she was supporting him, or Swifties
thing.
Were.
Yeah. So she was supporting Trump and she was very much not, and came out and endorsed Kamala Harris. That went well for her. But she is also not endorsing Michael Healy-Rae, just for absolute clarity.
Clarity on that, yes. That's not bad. Actually, sticking with the Healy-Rae's, another thing is objects. It's not a bribe, but it's they give out little promotional objects.
Merch. The merch out, like Taylor Swift. And Danny Healy-Rae has had one. So this was put up by Paul Moroney on Twitter. He said, "Just when I think I've seen it all, my six-year-old came home with these today and it was a pack of little colouring pencils with 'Vote number one, Danny Healy-Rae,' his face and his mobile number on the front." Now, I would question why he was giving this to six-year-olds who don't have a vote in the first place. But that's some of the good merch you can get there.
Presumably Danny Healy-Rae was getting into schools to give this stuff out.
Yeah, you wonder how did he get it? Was a teacher a Healy-Rae acolyte who just brought in a bunch of colouring pencils or got them donated to the school? Very clever.
Yeah, very clever. Very clever indeed. What are the things that people given away?
So I was talking to a colleague of ours, Suzanne, who's in this building, who said she got a little light at a little flashlight through the door from the Social Democrats, from Ross O'Malan, who's a candidate for them, a little kind of key ring light sort of a jobby. There's one that Simon Harris had a number of years ago, I think it was in 2016, where he used to give, he gave away packets of wet wipes with his photo on them. And I'm not
just
really
asking
sure.
For it, really.
You completely are. Like, I'm not sure, was he saying I'm not a wet wipe or that I'm cleaning up in Wicklow or what the slogan was meant to be?
Yeah.
But they're still knocking around. Quite a few people have them. To go back to the condoms, Labour used to give out condoms because they were saying, well, we delivered this, we delivered contraception into Ireland, and now they're talking about free contraception and all that. So there's some probably quite dated and questionable condoms now at this stage, if they're still floating around and anyone has them. Sinn Féin one year had harmonicas that they gave out to some people. Now, this wasn't like every house in the country, but there are Sinn Féin branded harmonicas out there.
What was the logic of that?
Not really 100% sure. Blow your own tune, something like that, maybe. I genuinely don't know. It's just a Sinn Féin branded harmonica. But a very one you would remember coming through the door.
I suppose
limited
it would,
use.
Yeah. Make a very odd sound when it hit the ground kind of thing. Gosh.
Yeah, so they do get into strange ones. Like, yeah, there are weird bits out there that people have.
Now, the knocking on doors now are, and a lot of people have the ring doorbell. So are candidates adapting to that?
It's funny how many of them are giving out about it this year, because people are ringing, you see them and you see it's a politician out the door and they're just not answering
the door.
Because you don't
yeah.
have to answer it, particularly if it's after dark and it's so dark early on in this campaign. So they're actually saying, I mean, some politicians I was talking to the other night said one in every 12 doors opened, because most of them had the ring doorbells and just didn't do. But then some of them have been very clever and have adapted. And if they ring the first time and there's no answer, they ring a second time and leave a little message on the ring doorbell in the 10 seconds that you see, you know, hi, I'm ex-candidate, vote for me, I was here, sorry, I missed you. So people are getting clever about it too.
Yeah, okay, that's an interesting one. Now, I suppose the classic thing, or it used to be more the classic thing, was to release a song.
Yeah.
My sense is in the 80s, everybody, it was de rigueur for the parties to release a song.
It was, yeah, nearly expected. There were some great ones, like Charlie Haughey had one, Arise and Stand for Charlie, and it was like a national anthem almost that was there. And down through the years, we've had some really, really good ones. The Saw Doctors got involved in one of the most famous ones for Michael D. Higgins. I think we can hear a bit of it.
Might be raining and it might be cold, and the bishop's gone and left the fold, but we're standing proud and we're walking tall. We got Michael D rocking in the doll for us. Michael D rocking in the doll in the cabinet.
Yeah, that was the Saw Doctors. Now, I assume that was when Michael D was running for the Dáil.
Back in the day when he was... Yeah. I think they did an updated version when he got into the Oras, but it didn't quite rhyme as well, so it never really caught him.
Yes. You can see, actually, because we were talking about the AI, we forgot to mention one video, which really... exploder. This was the Ben Gilroy Hurley video.
This made international news. I found reports on this from the BBC and from Sky. So this is a couple of years ago when he was running for Europe, and he's a candidate in these elections as well. And he basically put up like these big walls with words printed on them like corruption, and would take a hurl and bash the wall in and say, none of that, out with that sort of thing. But it went viral.
Yeah. Because he was quite aggressive in the video.
Yeah.
It was more than, you know, slightly scary, really. Now, Alan Kelly, I must say I was unaware of this Alan Kelly music.
Were you?
Music.
This is my all-time favourite. Of all of the songs that have ever been written for election candidates, this is my number one for lyrical genius, dedication. I actually think it won an award back in the day, back in 2010. So this was for his 2009 European election bid, and for me, like, the Alan Kelly rap is just the best thing in the world.
People around me are sick of the blunders made by the government. Sometimes I wonder if our economy will be torn asunder. We need a leader in Europe from Munster. Don't make the wrong choice. Vote Alan Kelly. Munster needs a strong voice. Vote Alan Kelly. Bring a young, fresh attitude. Vote Alan Kelly. Who is the man to do it? Alan Kelly.
Was Alan Kelly actually singing?
No, it was
not. Okay, all right.
That would be more impressive.
That would be more impressive. You know, I was going to accuse him of putting on a bit of a bit of a Cork accent there. Put on a bit of an accent there. Someone says, so pop sockets are like socks, are they? Little kind of socks. No, they're not.
No, I had to Google them there.
It's for the back of a phone. Right. Apparently the Healy Ray are handed out pop sockets. And they're hugely popular with teenagers.
That's kind of clever, actually.
Yeah.
Because they are handy for the phone on the back of it to hold it or to prop it up or whatever. Yeah, I hadn't seen those.
Oh, that's a clever one. Dublin Bay North has a candidate called Jamie McGlue whose slogan is, let's stick together.
Nah.
Of course it is. but they say let's stick together, but I'm assuming it's let's stick together because that would that gives you a completely different sense of things. People also, it's kind of a subgenre of the having a slogan, but people who gave themselves nicknames.
Mm, and some of them have changed their names legally to get on the ballot. Sean Dublin Bay Loftus was one of those.
He was Sean Dublin Bay Rockall Loftus later on. I don't know how he fitted all the words on the posters even. Yeah,
he fitted them like it was mad. He kept on changing his name to whatever the issue was. You've Pat the Cope Gallagher. I only learned this election what the Co-op actually stands for.
That he ran the Co-op.
Yeah, his grandfather ran the Co-op, couldn't pronounce the Co-op and kept calling it the Cope.
Yeah.
And he just made his name and became it. There's a guy running, I think in Galway, called David Irish Chariot O'Reilly because he's a charioteer. He claims to be Ireland's only charioteer.
As in a Roman charioteer?
I presume so. Except I don't know, is he going around, you know, Galway's ring road in the chariot
In a traffic jam, probably, if it's in Galway.
And then you've got Michael Chicken Brennan is another one down in Tipperary. So he's a Labour candidate. And the name came about because him and his cousin were both called Michael Brennan. And so for some reason, to differentiate them apart, they called the cousin Foxy Chicken and him Chicken.
Only in Ireland would that happen.
Would
that's lovely.
It?
Sean, thanks a million. Was our News Talk's political correspondent, Sean Defoe there. And we should, I suppose, end this segment with an election song that's somewhat closer to home. In 2007, who rang for the doll? Only R. Henry.
Don't be mean, vote McKean, I am your number one. In Carlow and Kilkenny, I am your man. Keep it clean, don't be mean, vote McKean. I'll make politics clean, but definitely not obscene. I'll shake hands and kiss babies like you've never seen. Vote number one, Henry McKean.
There you go. A sad day for the voters of Carlow Kilkenny that they rejected that particular opportunity.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, five hits different. Five gets you a McDouble or McChicken and a small fry and a small drink and a four-piece McNuggets. Five gets you more at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for limited time only.